4. The Baronial Elite. Stinky Tittweiler had once referred to himself, in my hearing, as a member of the Baronial Elite. He's also been known to let his choice of first-person pronoun slip from I to the royal we. If that gives you the impression that he could be an overprivileged, insufferably smug, self-satisfied twit, you would have an accurate impression. He came by his smugness in the traditional baronial way, which is to say he inherited it through the dumb luck accident of birth. He was the scion, albeit in disgrace, of the family that created that most pernicious of innovations, the perfume strip. After earning hundreds of millions with a product that made sensitive people's uvulas feel like a thumb down their throats, the Tittweiler family had diversified by buying one of the 7 global companies that create molecules that mimic natural fragrances for commercial use in detergents, artificially flavored food and drinks, room deodorizers, new cars, everything from mosquito repellent to the seductive smell of a fake leather jacket. He'd grown up in a 20,000-square-foot house with a scratchy little two-horse imitation ranch around it, way out in Chatsworth, in a nouveau riche area now occupied by Justin Bieber and some rising basketball stars. Give him credit. He knew from childhood what he wanted and what he didn't want. What he wanted was the money. What he didn't want was any part of the family business. He tried, God knows he tried, to remake the fragrance racket in his own image and likeness. He created 2 spin-off companies. Celebrity Sweat was an attempt to market t-shirts with chemical reproductions of the perspiration of people like Tom Cruise and Arnold Schwarzenegger. The Church of Scientology sued on Cruise's behalf, and that was that. Tokes Without Smoke attempted to appeal to people who had managed to divorce themselves from their addictions, but still felt a sort of nostalgia toward them. The advertisements offered the sense of 5 kinds of marijuana, 2 varieties of opium, and the pungent reek of cooking meth. All dead-on imitations and all drug-free. Taken together, between the chemistry, the manufacturing, and the marketing, these 2 ventures cost the company almost $100 million. By the time his father started paying attention, Stinky had embarked on...